This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot of updates with Johnson & Johnson. Merck is back in the game, helping Johnson & Johnson with their vaccine. CDC is concerned about some of the variants. But we also have other news, like Dr. Seuss. Apparently, there's going to be about 6 books of Dr. Seuss not being published because of racist undertones, and we'll talk about the history of Dr. Seuss and, his writing during wartime. And so, you know, political incorrectness now, when you take a look at some of the things he had written, there are things that, you know, even pass under Trump's, Obama's, Clinton's radar, because people have always loved Dr. Seuss, but some people have called out that there are some things inappropriate in these books. What is, though, interesting that nobody seems to be talking about, and I'm not trying to stir things up, it's just I'm a little confused because my job is to teach, my job is to help kind of steer, you know, people when they're a little confused about what's going on in the world. We have all this going on with Dr. Seuss, we have all this progress we're trying to make, you know, with anti-racism, anti-Semitism, anti-women. Women's International Day is supposed to be next Monday. And here we give the Golden Globes Award for Best Actor to Sacha Baron Cohen and Best Picture to the Borat sequel. Now, if you saw the Borat sequel, there's some funny scenes. And Borat is Jewish. He's half Israeli, I believe. But it's full of anti-women, locking women up in cages, sexual, anti-Semitic jokes. I guess he walks into a temple with a large nose and he has a bag of money and he, you know, tries to punk a Holocaust survivor. In fact, I think the family sued after she died, but the case got thrown out. And I'm not sure because it sounded like she was mic'd up, so she had to have known something was up because it sounds like her mic was on. But, you know, here he is saying, you know, Jews are controlling the weather, and there's a doctor making fun of Jewish noses, and this is in a movie that actually got Best Film. I don't understand that. Now, Cohen, the actor, he's a gifted actor. I've seen him in Les Mis, I've seen him in multiple roles. He is a very gifted actor. But this movie was as anti-Jewish, anti-women, anti-a whole bunch of Kazakhstan or wherever he's from, anti so much. I mean, it's so politically incorrect that it won an award and it unseated Hamilton, for example. Hamilton, the best actor lost as well as the movie lost to Borat. Now, Hollywood has been very progressive, and they are on the front lines of, you know, showing equality and you know, well, they have some work to do on paying, you know, female actresses as much as male actors, but I understand sometimes the male movies gross more money, and I understand it's a little complicated, but Hollywood has been, you know, on the front lines of saying, look, you know, we need to be equal, we need to be progressive, we need to this. But then they turn around and give an award for political incorrectness. Now, maybe somebody will say, well, the reason why they beat Hamilton and Prom and some of these other movies, I'm not sure who else was running Let me see. I haven't really been watching a lot of movies. I can't wait for Coming to America. Coming to America, again, a great comedy. During the barber scene, there's going to be some, in fact, they make jokes about political incorrectness during the barber scene. But again, it's not winning Golden Globe. They aren't winning these awards like Being Idolized. I mean, I think it's going to be, you know, a good comedy. Eddie Murphy does a good job. Arsenio Hall does a good job. But what is the message we're trying to send to kids? So if, you know, there's a lot of people, kids that are inspired by Hollywood. They're inspired by movies. They want to be the next, well, Sylvester Stallone is kind of old school. A lot of people want to be Sylvester Stallone because the Rambo movies were awesome. But, you know, maybe they want to be the next, whoever the guy is that plays Superman. I love that guy. Or they want to be, not Tobey Maguire, the new one. Or they want to be the next, I don't know, I'll just say Michael Fassbender because he's on my mind. You know, people idolize actors and they idolize and they want to be, and they look at who won. You know, Brad Pitt. You know, has won some awards, Steven Spielberg. So you look at who directs, Martin Scorsese, Spike Lee. So you look at what the successful people have done. Well, Borat is successful. Now, why is he successful? Well, because he presses the buttons, he stretches, he goes beyond the box. But is it award worthy? Now, if Hollywood is trying to tell us they love what he did to Mayor Giuliani, well, then say that. But Hamilton was some amazingly well-written, choreographed soundtrack. That was a quality production. And it just doesn't make sense that somebody walking around with a prosthetic nose and a bag of money, joking about how Jews are going to eat them, it just doesn't make sense. And people always say, look, you know, if you're Jewish, you can make Jew jokes. If you're black, you can make black jokes. If you're Asian, you can make Asian jokes. I don't think that's the case anymore. All right? I mean, if I sat here and started spewing out anti-Semitic things, I would be kicked off the air. And I can't, you know, say, yeah, but I'm Jew, so it's okay. Now, mind you, comedians will make jokes, all right? You know, I might make, you know, when you're doing stand-up, you might make jokes about women and men and things like that. But again, is it award-worthy? So, I don't know. Hollywood's sending some mixed messages, so I don't know what is supposed to be okay and what is supposed to be idolized. But I don't think Barack should have won over Hamilton. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The pet industry saw nearly $99 billion in sales in 2020, and pet food accounted for about $38.4 billion in sales. This vibrant market keeps growing, and you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free research report from Avid Market Traders. Text PET to 48542. We've discovered that a potential multi-billion-dollar growth opportunity has tails wagging over a company that incorporates functional pet food ingredients that offer proven health benefits for pet owners around the world. And that means hyper growth in the market for domestic and international pet owners. If you're a pet owner, text the word PET to 48542 to get this red hot market intelligence delivered to your mobile device. Text PET to 48542 for your free research from Avid Market Traders. Get the best for your investment strategy and for your pet when you text PET to 48542.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So thanks for checking on me. Oh, looks like I got some audio coming in here. So the second dose vaccine was way easier than I expected it to be. I felt a little crummier than the first dose, and the body aches are just about gone. I was really kind of tight in the muscles, but also I still worked out a lot, so I don't know if that had anything to do with it. But for the most part, the second shot was not bad, so no anaphylaxis. My mom did good, and she's in her 70s. My husband did good. A little bit of fatigue still every now and then. Not as much nausea as the first shot. And so, you know, overall, the two shots went well. And I'm sorry if I didn't update people as I had promised, but I was feeling good. I even cooked dinner. So I had some energy yesterday, so I cooked like some salmon and some meat, and I cooked, and the cats were happy, and the dogs were happy, and I don't know if my husband likes my cooking, but at least I cooked. So I got a lot done yesterday, so maybe it's because I feel more energy, but the second shot wasn't bad. Everybody expected that the second shot would be, you know, so much worse. Maybe you have an extra day or two of aches, maybe a little fever, but for the most part, I feel good, and I've been able to work, so I'm pretty happy about that. So far so good. The Novavax vaccine, we haven't talked a lot about. It's very, very cool. The Novavax vaccine may be approved by May. And what I like about the Novavax vaccine, and which I think might also increase compliance, is Novavax is a vaccine that is making the coronavirus particles, the spike proteins. So as opposed to the Pfizer and the Moderna that inject an mRNA, a piece of messenger RNA that gets translated to make spike proteins, or the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson vaccine where a piece of DNA is encapsulated in protein sent in through a virus that has already been genetically designed to not replicate and hurt you. The DNA comes in, meets with our DNA, makes mRNA, and then makes the spike proteins. The Novavax is supposed to be a vaccine that is the pieces of spike protein. So those get injected very kind of similarly to the killed flu vaccine that we have, where, you know, dead skeleton vaccine, so to speak, gets injected and then the body recognizes it. We couldn't do that with COVID. We couldn't take a bunch of COVID and then try to kill it. Apparently it's just too infectious and it just didn't work. Or it was too friable and didn't stick in terms of its skeleton. But it's not a real skeleton, it's a shape. So Novavax is actually spike proteins. And what I like about that is in theory, then there really shouldn't be as many side effects with it. I mean, it all depends on the adjuvants and what else is in the mix, but it seems like a very logical, very cool type of vaccine, and I think people are still a little freaked out about the mRNA and the DNA, and so even though I was fine with it and I took the vaccine, I've tried to reassure you, I get why people are concerned. In fact, the military, there's a report that a third of all military personnel are refusing to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. And apparently the military back in the 90s, was it the 90s, made anthrax shots and all sorts of other vaccines kind of mandatory. So when you're in the military, you get a slew of vaccines. But now commanders are trying to figure out, can they mandate the COVID vaccine? And when you have troops that don't want it, a third of them, I don't know if the military is in any position for people to leave and say, no, then I'm out. But then on the flip side, is the military in any position for a bunch of people to get COVID? So I would really like to see the studies coming out of the military, because you have a younger population and you have older people. And it would be very interesting, especially in the close quarters in the barracks, how COVID spread among troops and among battalions and what's the proper word for it, units, companies. It would be very interesting to see what that data showed. And so when you hear somebody refuses the vaccine, there's a few reasons for it, okay? One is they might not trust the government. They might not have trust, which kind of worries you when you're in the military. When you have somebody in the military that might not trust the government, that kind of is concerning. But we do know that, you know, I understand why some people might not trust the government. I get that. I appreciate that. And I'm not here to spread conspiracy theories or believe in them, but if somebody tells me they just don't, you know, they just don't trust the government, you know, I don't get to see what everybody else gets to see. I don't get to see the intelligence. I don't get to see what CIA and FBI see or the military sees. So when you have a group and a large group of people in the military not wanting the vaccine, you know, and there's an element of distrust, I'm not going to argue with them, because the guys in the military know a heck of a lot more than we do in the civilian sector. So I'm not going to push them. Number two is some of them might be fearful of side effects or cancer. Now, I don't know what every military person's personal medical history is or family history, but when somebody has cancer in the family, me as a doctor, I get why some people get cancer. It scares me, but I understand that it could be random or it could be genetic or it could be something you do. To a lot of lay people, cancer scares them. And when a doctor tells a family, I don't know why your mom died, or I don't know why your brother died. I mean, my mom's brother died at age 13 of leukemia. The only thing they could think of is the 1950s testing, the nuclear testing. You know, maybe some of the radiation got picked up by cows and he got it from cow milk. You know, people start to think and they start to come up with their own theories. And so, you know, they hear that, well, you know, I'm going to not smoke. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to avoid this. I'm going to avoid that. Let's just play it safe, not putting anything else into my body. They could be pro-vaccine, but they may be like, you know what, I'm going to play it safe. Then you have some people who have had a vaccine in the past and they didn't do so well. Even though this is a very completely different vaccine, none of these, we haven't had any of these vaccines. We haven't had mRNA vaccines. We haven't had adenovirus DNA vector vaccines. We haven't had Novavax particles vaccines. These are new. But you have some people who go, look, I had a bad reaction to the flu shot. Or I had a bad reaction to the MMR. I'm going to pass. Then you have groups of individuals who say, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to have a bad reaction. It's too new. I'll wait and see. I'll take my chances. So, you know, a third of our military not wanting to get the vaccine, it is, you know, it is startling because we don't want any of our military getting COVID and dying. You know, we want them healthy and strong. But it also is kind of telling that we still don't have a lot of enthusiasm or the enthusiasm we need for quote-unquote herd immunity. Now, on that front, we're being told to not be overly optimistic about some of the numbers stalling. Apparently, I think we only had 50,000 new cases in one day of COVID, which is less than the 70 that we had, 70,000, I think, the day before. But CDC Director Walensky, you know, has kind of is a little concerned because we're having a lot of new variants. We're having variants show up, I think, in Florida alone. Florida has the Brazilian, the UK, the New York, the Californian. These variants that have popped up are already springing up in different parts of the United States. And the big question everybody's asking me is, all right, well, how bad are these new variants? Now, we're being told that some of them, we're going to be okay. We're being told with other ones, we don't know. And so when you have somebody in the hospital, and luckily we're having less people in the hospital, they have to, you know, sample it and then do the DNA testing on it. And sometimes that takes days, maybe weeks. So I don't know if we're going to know, you know, what's happening. And they're also concerned that there's going to be surges. Spring break is coming up. People go crazy on spring break. So they're like, are we going to see a big surge there? I hope with Easter and Passover coming, we could celebrate it like normal people. The Golden Knights had a kick butt game yesterday. They did fantastic. Oh, my gosh. I watched the whole game. But, you know, they were behind by two, and then they basically got three goals in the third quarter, I think overtime. And there were about, I think, I don't know how many fans. It was at 15% capacity, but there were a few thousand fans in the stadium. And we'll talk about how they did that. But, I mean, I'd really like to see us moving forward to, you know, real life if we can. So we'll keep you guys posted on the new variants. Apparently Merck is going to help Johnson & Johnson roll out a bunch of the one-shot vaccines. And Dr. Fauci still wants people that are getting the Pfizer and Moderna to still take the two shots. So we'll keep you guys updated as we get more updates. A lot of updates. 1-877-DOCTOR.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tuesday is Read Across America Day, and cancel culture strikes again. Dr. Seuss, a.k.a. Theodore Geisel, has been dropped from the annual Read Across America event by the Virginia school system. Dr. Seuss books have long been a staple of the program. Cancel culture states because the books allegedly have strong racial undertones. Dr. Seuss died at his home in La Jolla, California in the fall of 1991. A federal judge on January 29 sentenced former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith to 12 months of probation for forging an email that resulted in one of several major errors in the application to spy on former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page. 29-year-old Brittany Gosney, an Ohio mother, has been charged with killing her 6-year-old son and disposing of his body in the Ohio River. Gosney has been charged with murder, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with evidence in the death of her son, James Hutchinson. USA Radio News. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday agreed to decide the legality of a decades-old congressional decision to exclude Puerto Rico from a federal program that provides benefits to low-income elderly, blind, and disabled people. Many Puerto Ricans have long complained that the Caribbean islands' residents are treated worse than other Americans, despite being U.S. citizens. Utility bills got you down? You're not alone.
That prediction comes from fourth-generation oil and gas professional Jay Young of Dallas-based King Operating.
You know, not natural gas, but your gasoline at the pump is going to go up. And it's going to go up substantially. I mean, we've already seen gasoline prices over the last 2 to 3 months go up 30, 40 cents. And it's not going to get any better. It's not going to get any better anytime soon.
Jay Young tells us to expect $4 a gallon later this year.
We're going to be paying a lot more. We'll be paying $4 at the pump by the end of this year.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Alan wants to know, what is the difference between heart attack pain and heartburn pain? Oh, I love it. I love talking about heartburn or heart attacks on the show. I mean, I don't love heart attacks. Obviously, I lost my father to one. But heartburn and heart attacks, oh, they plague all of us. I had my husband drive me to the hospital about 10, 15 years ago because I had the worst chest pain I ever felt. It was the most horrible pain ever. And, you know, being a young doctor, I'm like, this has to be heart. I have had heartburn. This has to be hard. And as we're driving to the hospital and we're going into the parking lot, I burp. And my kids were in the back of the car because we had taken them to a birthday party. And I do a big loud burp, and the boys are laughing because, like, yeah, Mom. You know, I'm a hero to them when it comes to gas. They think I'm the best. And I come up with the biggest burp, and you know what? Pain was gone. So that esophageal pain is not easy in the least. And so because the pain went away, and because I had cardiac testing before, and my cholesterol was down, I told my husband he didn't have to go to the hospital. He was like, woo! And the kids were like, woo, burp again, Mom, yay! So now whenever my kids feel heartburn, they try to burp, you know, because they're worried that it could be heart. Sometimes you can't tell. So as a doctor, whenever somebody says, I have heartburn, I don't tell them to just go and grab some Tums or Rolaids. I tell them, come on in so I could, well, this is when I had my practice before I went to teach and do more media. But I said, wait, let's check your heart first. Because unfortunately, a lot of heart attacks do get misdiagnosed as heartburn. It could feel the same. The short answer is it could feel the same. The long answer is there are some ways to tell if it's not. So one thing we do in the ER setting, or we used to do, I don't know if they still do it, is we would give you a drink called a green grasshopper. No alcohol in it, but it would have like Mylanta, and it would have an anti-acid sort of, it would have an anti-acid medication in there that when you drank it, you would pretty much notice your symptoms go away pretty quickly. And if that happened, so if somebody was coming in going, oh my gosh, you know, I'm in a lot of pain and I don't know if I have a heart attack, we would obviously first, you know, hook you up to an EKG. And then we would, if the EKG looked okay, we would give you the drink. And if we gave you this, and it would be a drink. And if we gave you the drink and it made the pain go away, then we would, and I'm trying to find how we would, let me see here, let me kind of look this up really quick. They don't seem to do it. Yeah, a lot of times, you know what, I guess they call it a GI cocktail. We would call it a GI, we would call it a green grasshopper. It would have like some viscous lidocaine in there. It would have Mylanta. And then also maybe would have like an anticholinergic in there, like phenobarb or hycosamine. Or we wouldn't do that. We'd do maybe scopolamine. So we would want to stop the cramps. We would want to numb you. So we'd use like the viscous lidocaine. And then we would use Mylanta or Maalox. And because of Mylanta and Maalox, it looked green. So we would call it a GI cocktail or a green grasshopper. And if it already kind of numbed you and already started to make you feel better, then we know the pain was in the esophagus. If we gave you the drink and it did nothing, well, because obviously it can't affect the heart because it's just in the esophagus, we could tell it could be the heart. Now, that was a very old, you know, very non-invasive way. That's how kind of old school doctors did things. I love the way old school doctors did the pharma docs. The old family docs, you know, they didn't mess around with big fancy CTs or things like that. They're like, you're having pain. We need to figure out where in the chest it is. So if the esophagus, we can make a drink, numb that, take that out of the equation. If you still have the pain, it's the heart. If you don't have the pain anymore and it's solved the pain, it's probably the esophagus. But here's my problem with all that as a newer doc, I'm part old, part new, being a Gen X, you kind of crisscross both generations of medicine at this point. What my problem is a lot of people who are prone to heart disease will also have heartburn. And that's what makes me nervous. So in my husband's family, they have high cholesterol and they have diabetes. They also have heartburn. Well, what puts you at risk for heart disease? Diabetes, high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, a family history of heart attacks, history of heart attack yourself, if you smoke, if you have a lot of stress, if you're not very active. So when anybody in the family says, yeah, we have heartburn in the family, I'm like, yeah, but you also have cardiac risk factors. So I get heartburn sometimes. I don't feel it all the time, but I know I do. my cholesterol is good, my blood pressure is good, I don't have diabetes, I exercise, my weight still has a lot of work to do, but, you know, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do as I can. I'm avoiding alcohol, I don't smoke, yet my dad dropped dead of a heart attack at age 62. So if I have heartburn, I can't just always say it's heartburn. Every now and then, I go and get my heart checked. So what I would recommend you do, all right, well, first, to try to limit heartburn is try not to eat big, heavy meals. That's the big problem. A lot of us are doing intermittent fasting, or we only have time for a meal or two. No, you need to eat little baby bits, all right? I mean, you know, how do babies eat? Babies eat every 2 hours, right? Now, I'm not saying you eat every 2 hours, but back in caveman days, we would, right, we would hunt and gather. Maybe we would nibble as we hunt and gather. Yeah, maybe every now and then they had a feast. But this idea of breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's very new. That's been only in the last few centuries. You would eat a little bit when you were hungry. But that's the key, little bits, so the body can handle it. Another thing you have to do is you have to avoid foods that are like chocolatey, fried, fatty foods, caffeine, soda, alcohol. Those things don't help. Tomatoes, onions, citrus food, peppermint, those could all give you acid reflux. To relieve acid reflux, you could try some oatmeal, banana, salad, aloe vera, parsley, celery, couscous, rice, lean meats like lean turkey and chicken. You got to be careful with milk because high-fat milk can give you more reflux. Non-fat milk might soothe it. So don't just reach for the milk because sometimes that could worsen it. But I always tell people to kind of elevate the bed 45 degrees because we might as well use gravity. You know, lying on your side, the acid can just easily go back and forth from the stomach through the lower esophageal sphincter to the esophagus. I was told to avoid drinking a lot of water before I go to bed. And then, of course, you know, eating smaller meals. But the pain with the burning versus the heart attack, it's really hard to tell. Subtleties is sometimes with heart attack pain, you might also have some trouble breathing, you might be a little dizzy, you might have some arm pain, jaw pain, neck pain, you might sweat. But my father, he didn't feel anything. He just felt like something wasn't right. He told my mom that he might need to call me because he might, you know, have like, you know, a lung infection or need antibiotics or something, and then he just died. So he didn't say he was in pain. He didn't, you know, scary thing for my mom to have to see. So, but, you know, many of us with heartburn, it might just feel like there's something in our throat. We might have a sore throat, but a sore throat could also be cardiac. So this is what I tell everybody to do so you don't freak out. One is make sure you go to your medical provider and make sure your cholesterol's good. Make sure your blood sugar's good. Make sure your blood pressure is good. Get an EKG. Get a stress test. All right. See if you're at risk for heart disease. If you are at risk for heart disease, your doctor might put you on aspirin, an anti-cholesterol medication, and do some preventative stuff. If you have a history of heartburn, you're supposed to see a GI doctor for your colonoscopies at age 50. If you're younger, they might do an upper endoscopy as well to look to see if you have you're at risk for an ulcer or esophagitis. And inflammation of the esophagus or an ulcer could be treated with these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors. So if you're having these symptoms, rather than guessing and freaking out about it, why not just, you know, get it looked at? And I think you'll feel better, and the doctor will kind of walk you through what to do. And hopefully at home, we'll have home EKGs and monitors later, which will really save a lot of money and time when it comes to going to the, you know, ERs and urgent cares. 1-877-DOC-ELLIE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So global stocks fell on Tuesday as the World Health Organization said not so fast when it comes to celebrating COVID cases dropping, because the number of new COVID infections, now this is worldwide, rose last week for the first time in 7 weeks. So World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called the jump in cases disappointing but not surprising, and warned it may be too early to rely on vaccinations and ditch other measures to fight the virus. So the stocks dipped. I'm not sure where they are right now. It changes, and okay, hold on a second. I just want to know what the stock market is. Hold on a second. Okay, let me look up Dow Jones. Oh, it's up 19 points. Yay, that's up 19 points. Well, anyway, global stocks, they said Dow Jones, S&P, and NASDAQ did fall. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen had lobbied for a quick vote on President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus bill. If the Senate approves it, we might see the stock market jump. Of course, we're also going to see inflation rise. So that's a whole other issue. But in Europe, some countries are starting new restrictions. Finland declared a state of emergency. With rising COVID-19 infections and new measures being put in place, certain parts of Italy. Remember, Italy was one of the first countries to do lockdowns. President Emmanuel Macron said France needs another 4 to 6 weeks before restrictions could be lifted. Yet in the UK, the 7-day average number of cases fell below 8,000. Now, UK did a very strict lockdown. Markets in Asia up and down, but we had oil prices retreated. We had some oil, I don't know about you guys noticing, but gas went up the last week or two. It could be because of what happened in Texas. I don't know. Could be what's happening in the administration. Not too sure. But I am not happy when gas goes up. Cost me about $50 to fill my tank. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I think I was at like $3.50 a gallon. So we'll see. I know. I complain. I always complain at the gas. Well, because it's, you know, there's other people there. You know, and everybody's bored, and they're sitting there, you know. But I always get the gas pump that doesn't have the automatic little lever, so I have to hold it. So if I got to stand out there, I might as well talk to people. Now, on the COVID vaccine front, again, overall good safety numbers, but looks like we have a couple reports. One out of Hong Kong, where a 63-year-old man died 2 days after receiving his COVID-19 shot. They are uncertain if there's a direct link, but the Department of Health reported that the 63-year-old received China's Sinovac shot on February 26. He was 63 years old, but died 2 days afterwards. They said he developed acute breathing difficulties on February 28th. Now, it's interesting because the report said it did not say which vaccine the man received, but just in the sentence before, they said it was China's Sinovac. So, anyway, once we get more information on that, we'll let you know. And then coming out of Japan, a woman died from a brain hemorrhage after her vaccine. Again, the link is uncertain. Now, she received the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Again, they do not want to link the two. Trust me, I got the Pfizer vaccine. I was looking for bruising. I was looking for, because I think I had a small element of ITP, idiopathic thrombocytic purpura, where your platelets get eaten up a little bit. When I had taken a sulfa antibiotic, even though it was the 17th time I took it with no issues before, when I'd taken an antibiotic in my past, all of a sudden I started to have these little petechiae, these little bloody spots on my legs. It looked like I was bleeding underneath the skin. My urine turned black. Probably old blood, I don't know. And so I thought I was starting to bleed internally. So I stopped the medicine right away, took some steroids, and thank God it didn't go further than that. So when I got the vaccine, I was watching for it because there was a Florida physician whose platelets dropped after the vaccine, and he ended up getting a brain hemorrhage. So, you know, we worry that the vaccine could cause a very rare case of your autoimmune or your immune system attacking your platelets. But it isn't anything that they found in clinical studies. It's still being investigated by the CDC. But in Japan, a woman was vaccinated on Friday, and then they believe she had a brain hemorrhage 3 days later. This is Japan's first reported death following a vaccination. They say brain hemorrhage that is suspected as a cause is relatively common among people in their 40s to 60s. I wouldn't think it was that common, but maybe that's an issue with the translation that they had. They said it might be a coincidental case, but there is a need to gather more information and make an assessment in upcoming working groups. So Pfizer said in November the efficacy of its vaccine was consistent across age and ethnic groups, no major side effects. So that sort of seal of approval or thumbs up means they could use it in multiple countries. We talked about the AstraZeneca vaccine. One of you had asked, why isn't the AstraZeneca vaccine approved in America when it's approved in other countries? Because we have to test it on Americans. So the FDA is not going to approve something that was tested on people in Japan or in New Zealand or in Norway. They're going to want to see what happens to Americans, because with Americans, we have a whole variety of different populations. And so they need to make sure that there's, you know, safety with, you know, anybody who is, you know, because we just have so many different, we're still considered a melting pot. Although I don't know if we're allowed to use that term, melting pot, anymore. So Japan, though, what's really interesting, though, about Japan is they were the last member of the, quote, group of seven leading industrialized nations to begin its vaccination drive. Japan didn't start vaccinating until February 17th. They've received three shipments of vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. And Japan did approve Pfizer's vaccine last month. And remember, they're trying to start getting ready for the Summer Olympics. We keep forgetting. They were supposed to have the Olympics last summer. So they want to gear up and get ready for the Olympics this year around, this time around. And they were kind of the slowest to, or, you know, to get on board when it comes to the vaccines. And again, I don't know why. You know, maybe they wanted to do their own testing and double check. So we'll keep you guys posted. But whenever you hear somebody has a brain aneurysm or a bleed, it couldn't mean they had an aneurysm, which is kind of like somebody stepping on a hose and it's starting to expand and balloon out. Or they might have high blood pressure, and there's a spike in the blood pressure that causes a little blood vessel to burst, or it could be that they don't have good clotting factors. So something started to bleed, couldn't clot, you know, although I don't see how, you know, I mean, I know how it works, but, you know, you have a bleed to the brain. I don't, you know, sometimes clotting factors can't, you know, jump in, you know, that quickly, but if you are low on clotting factors, then you could just accidentally, you know, brush up against something and start to internally bleed. So our clotting factors are working overtime all the time. Some of you have asked, you know, when do we get to start going out again, go to the movies? Well, the CDC is drafting guidelines for how vaccinated Americans can start taking small steps towards normal life. The agency is going to recommend that even if you were vaccinated, you still limit social interactions to small group gatherings. I was walking the dog last night, and there was a party going on in somebody's backyard. It didn't seem large because it was a small backyard. And so I heard maybe about 10, 15 people at the most. But it just put a smile on my face because I haven't seen a birthday party or heard people laugh in a while. And I think people are so ready to get back to, you know, life. Looking at the Golden Knights, watching the Golden Knights game, and still seeing the stadium empty, it's hard to watch. You know, you want to see people happy. You want to see people living. You know, I keep getting asked, do I see stadiums filling up again? Do I see concerts? I do. I think what's going to happen is COVID is still going to be with us. People are saying, oh, is COVID going to go away by the end of the year? No, I think COVID's going to be around. I think eventually this virus will die off. But I think either people are going to just not care anymore about flu and COVID and say to heck with it, and we're going to have some populations that kind of bunker down and some that say to heck with it. That's what I think I foresee. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Attention. Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news? This week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.